The prominent Syrian opposition figure has called for direct talks with the Syrian government to end the crisis in the country. Ahmed Muaz al-Khatib, the former head of the so-called opposition National Coalition, said that President Bashar al-Assad can stay in power for a limited period, but that he should resign in a specified time. He said that it is in the Syrian people's interest to hold talks and find a political solution to the crisis. Khatib remains an influential opposition figure, even though he resigned as the coalition chief in 2013. The Syrian opposition earlier this year held talks with the Syrian government, but the negotiations collapsed as the opposition insisted on demanding Assad's resignation. Let's bring in political commentator Kevork Almasyan, who joins us from Beirut to tell us what he thinks about this. Kevork Almasyan, the former head of the SNC, has spoken. Does it matter?
First of all, thank you for having me again on Press TV. I think this is a statement in the right direction. Since the beginning of the crisis in Syria, we were witnessing a lot of statements, contradictory statements by the opposition leaders, namely Muaz al-Khatib. Muaz al-Khatib, when he was the head of the Syrian National Council, he was promoting for an intervention in Syria, and he asked the Americans for Patriot missiles and etc. But now, after 3 years of war and destruction in Syria, all sides, I think most of the sides, came into the conclusion that nobody can exclude the other side. Muaz al-Khatib is now promoting for a dialogue or direct talks with Assad. We have to promote as an activist and as a Syrians that there is a difference between a dialogue and negotiations. Both sides, when they sit together on a one table, they should dialogue and not negotiation, because negotiation means that each side will bargain the other side some kind of territories. But in the Syrian case, everybody should know that no one can defeat the other. Now, Muaz al-Khatib, after, as I said, 3 years, he came into conclusion that direct talks with Assad is the only way out for the Syrian crisis. However, the question remains that how much Muaz al-Khatib has an influence on the ground in Syria, because most of the fighting factions are not having any decisions or having their policies from the Syrian National Council or from the oppositions themselves. These armed groups are independent armed groups. They are having their orders from regional countries and not from Muaz al-Khatib or anybody else. However, the Russians and the Iranians, I believe, they are promoting for Muaz al-Khatib as a Sunni cleric who might be able to redirect or reshape some of the angry streets in Syria in order to calm their nerves and to reduce the sectarian tensions among the Syrian society.
Well, you said it. There's two questions that come out of this. First, how much influence does he have on the ground? But secondly, don't you think that he should use his connections and maybe speak to some of the regional countries that are involved? In particular Saudi Arabia, and see whether there can be some type of mediation to come about?
Absolutely. Sir, the Syrian crisis cannot be solved without an compromise or a consent of the regional countries. Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Qatar are influential countries beside the Syrian opposition. And Muaz al-Khatib, if you remember, when he resigned from his position, he was protesting of the regional countries meddling in their own affairs, in the opposition affairs. Therefore, he was neglected somehow from Saudi Arabia. He was the man of the Qatar, more or less, and not Saudi Arabia. But if Muaz al-Khatib wants to get the bless of the regional countries, I think he has to negotiate also with Saudi Arabia and Turkey, as well as Qatar, because the armed groups on the ground in Syria are having their orders from these regional countries. Therefore, Muaz al-Khatib himself, as an individual or a group of oppositions, if he wants to make a group of new opposition group, he cannot have any kind of influence underground without the consent or without the bless of the regional countries.
Very well. Thank you very much for that. Pleasure talking to you. Kevork Almasyan, political commentator from Beirut.